This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 5 Easter Monday. First posted April 21st, 2008. Psalm 66:1-6, 14-18. Praise the Lord. Let us sing with joy to the Lord, and praise His glorious name. How awesome are your deeds, O Lord! All your enemies cringe in fear before you. All people of the world will worship you and praise you and your name, inner, character, authority. Know and remember what the Lord has done. His deeds are awesome among men. He turned the sea into dry land, men passed through the river on foot, Psalm 66:6. For such deeds his people rejoiced greatly in him. I will fulfill the vows I made when I was in trouble. I will give offerings and sacrifices to thee. Draw near, all those who reverence God, and hear my testimony of what the Lord has done for me. I cried aloud and praised him. The Lord would not have listened, if I had loved iniquity in my heart. Those who seek and examine the deeds the Lord has done for us will rejoice and praise him. His power and authority are truly awesome, beyond human ability or understanding. Even the demons cringe in fear, James 2:19. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, Proverbs 9:10a, PS 111:10. Commentary, two of the great acts of God's deliverance of his people in the Old Testament are the parting of the Red Sea so that Israel could pass through it to escape the Egyptian army, and then, after the 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, the parting of the Jordan River, so that they could enter the promised land on dry ground, without getting their feet wet. The history of God's dealing with Israel is also intended to be a metaphor and parable of life in this world. The escape from Egypt through the Red Sea corresponds with what the Lord has done for us through baptism into Jesus Christ. We have escaped from bondage to sin and death from the Egypt of this world. Then we learn to be guided by Jesus Christ, the new Moses, and the Holy Spirit, the pillar of fire, Exodus 13:21, through the spiritual wilderness and darkness of this world, and pass through the river of physical death and into the eternal promised land of God's eternal kingdom in heaven. When we encounter trouble which is beyond our power and ability, He will hear and help us when we call upon Him in faith, obedient trust in Jesus Christ. I personally testify to that truth, see personal testimonies, sidebar, top right. The Lord is God, whether we acknowledge Him or not, but He is not obligated to be all that being a righteous, loving God implies, to those who do not accept, trust and obey His word through Jesus Christ, His Son, the living Word, fulfilled, embodied and exemplified in this world in human flesh, John 1:1-5, 14. God has already provided the deliverance we need to escape bondage to sin, disobedience of God's word, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10, and eternal death, which is the consequence of sin, Romans 6:23. Jesus is God's one and only provision for our deliverance and salvation from eternal destruction, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. If we are not willing to accept, trust and obey Jesus, the Lord won't listen to our prayers for deliverance, see conditions for answered prayer, sidebar, top right. The offerings and sacrifices the Lord desires from us are our surrender to His will and obedient trust and our praise and thanks for His great works on our behalf. Jesus is the ultimate revelation to the world of God in human flesh, Colossians 1:13-15. 2:8-9. The Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to His disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17, is the ultimate revelation of God to us personally and individually. The Lord wants us to seek and come to know Him, Acts 17:26-27, and the place to start is to read and know the Bible. There we can begin to know the great things the Lord has done for us and can claim the promises He has given us. Then we will have reason and opportunity to praise His glorious name and His awesome deeds. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.